Well, here's a moral question peculiar to these days. Is it wrong to mock people who publicly crusade against the COVID vaccine and then die of the disease? Or does it drive home the message about saving lives? There are entire websites that are devoted to such mockery. SorryAntiVaxxer.com gleefully tallies stories and photos of anti-vaccine advocates who end up in the ICU, intubated, and/or dead from the disease. One recent case of this kind of tasteless taunting spurred two dueling opinion pieces in the Los Angeles Times. Orange County Republican Kelly Earnby, a former assistant DA and state assembly candidate who had lobbied publicly against the COVID vaccines, passed away earlier this month at age 46 from COVID complications. She was unvaccinated. Earnby's death unleashed a torrent of reaction on the internet. On her own Facebook page, under a Christmas collage that she had posted, there are now more than 4,600 comments. Some are sympathy notes. Many others are not. In response to the piling on, LA Times columnist Nicholas Goldberg wrote, "I don't understand how crowing over the death of others furthers useful debate or increases vaccination rates." But a few days later, Goldberg's colleague Michael Hiltzig published a column expressing the exact opposite. Quote, "Mocking anti-vaxxers COVID deaths is ghoulish, yes, but maybe necessary."